Good afternoon. Welcome. This is Kay Dragon and Maureen Hauer. We welcome you to Strands of Wisdom. We're here live today. This date is October 3rd, 2024. I can't believe it's going so quickly. I still have my old calendar underneath my new one. It's like, oh my gosh. but we welcome you here. And if you've never tuned in before and you'd like to get in the chat room to talk with us or ask questions and such, you can go to the little radio button on the left-hand side hit on the chat button, and you'll be taken over to the Facebook page, and Jay will let you in, and we welcome you. So, Maureen, how are you doing today?
Oh, you know.
Dare I ask?
don't ask. No, I think it was the eclipse. I had like a wonky day yesterday. I mean, just very odd. I've been thinking about it, so what happened, but I mean, it's not a big deal. It could happen anytime to anybody. So went to the doctor, got my COVID shot, and then it really affected me. I didn't expect it to do that. Last time I had one, I ended up with COVID arm. This time I didn't get COVID arm, but I was just wiped. I mean, I had to go to bed. And then, I went to bed early. And then, you know, I have a big dog. I have a lab pit bull, and started new food for her. And of course, then that changes how she's, you know what I mean? Okay,
yes,
so it's 2:30 in the morning. It's like, oh, please, I have to go out. You know, I could hear her crying. I'm like, oh, God, I got to go. Okay. So I got up and put her out. But, you know, Spirit, like, really grounded me because she pulled me down onto the patio. And I'm like, damn. So I got banged up and bruised up. But then as I'm thinking about it, I thought, you know, I wasn't very grounded. So I got grounded real quick. But, yeah, I didn't expect that to affect me the way it did. But anyway, I'll do better today. But sometimes, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves like that, then Spirit steps in and says, hey, here's what you got to do. Here's what
I'm going to do.
You know? And so as I was thinking about it, you know, before we got ready to do the show, I thought, yeah, that's probably what it was. I had to get grounded, and I wasn't. And I wasn't paying attention, and bang, you know? So, yeah, and I don't like feeling that way because it makes me feel vulnerable. You know, like I'm like Superwoman. So,
yes.
I hate that vulnerability. I'm like, dang, you know. So that's my lesson, I guess, through this right now.
When I have those things, I always, I kind of worry, am I getting old? What's going on?
Oh,
what's
gosh,
going on here?
That.
Yeah, yeah, there's that. But yeah, ungrounded, not being grounded.
Yeah.
And, you know, since my heart attack, I've been going to cardio rehab. I graduated from there, and now I'm going to Planet Fitness, you know, at least 3 times a week, and that's helping a great deal, and taking Alice on walks at least 2-3 times a week. We go over to this where the dog park is. I don't always let her run loose because, you know, she's a Doberman, and anything goes wrong, it's going to be the Doberman's fault. So yeah, I just wait, you know, if there's nobody else there, and let her run. But we walk around this golf course, and it's just wonderful. There's no children's play area there, so there's not a bunch of kids screaming and running around. And there's this little pond that is just beautiful. And sometimes in the wintertime, there's foxes in the area, and you'll see them out there on the ice, just kind of sitting there.
Gosh.
And it's just so cool. I really love that. And I wish that it would cool off a little bit more. It's starting to a little bit, but, you know, everything is just so wonky and out of sync, I guess. You know, the seasons seem out of sync. And I think that that kind of pulls us out of sync also.
Good point.
And Alice was restless last night. I had to get up with her 3 times and let her out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And she gets up and she runs into Fred's room because he stays up all night. He's a musician, so he's on a night shift. I mean, there's always somebody awake in this house most of the time. So we're very safe. But she runs in there and sees, make sure he's okay. She has to make sure everything's all right in there, and then she comes back to bed, but she was very restless last night, and she was barking at something. I don't know what was out there or who was out there. I wasn't going to go look because you just never know. This is Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know what you're going to run into sometimes. Hopefully not a skunk, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah, that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this time of year. I don't know if they hibernate, but they are wandering around now.
They are.
And the spring is a weird time for them too. But I was going to ask, does your dog get up in the night like that normally, or was this unusual?
Well, she'll sometimes get up once in the night. She'll get up once and go outside and patrol the yard and go to the bathroom and come back in doing her job. She is such a weird little critter. She has all these habits, you know, built in. Yeah. You know, at 8:30, she goes and gets in her crate, or else she'll yell at me and bark and at both of us, and we have to give her two treats. And gets in her crate and cover her up. She has to be covered up too. And then she goes to bed. And then when I go to bed, usually after Stephen Colbert, or his monologue anyway, then she gets up and comes to bed with me. But, you know, she has her timing down perfectly.
They do.
She's very regimented.
Yeah. And my dog has her exactly routine and the biscuit time. And I have this, I call it Treat Bear. It's an old Winnie the Pooh that's been gutted. You know, there's no stuffing in it. And she brings me the Winnie the Pooh, and I stick treats in the paws and roll it up. And she'll rock around with that thing in her mouth, and she'll, like, nudge me and say, hey, Treat Bear, Treat Bear. So I have to get Treat Bear. It's so funny. But, yeah, they have their little routine and schedule.
Yeah.
They're training us at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I'm very well trained. Well trained. You know, and you know, like in the morning, she's getting used to her walks all the time. So it's like, so, you know, like this morning we went, you know, after I worked on the scopes and got that done, and she has to be patient and wait for that. And we went to the park and walked around. It was really nice. It's interesting because there's three or four cars there that are homeless people and people with dogs that are homeless. They seem to be very nice and don't bother anybody, but, you know, I always say a little prayer for them and send a good intention out that they'll be able to find a home. But there's one car there that these people have been there for years. 'Cause let's see, in 2020, when Fred moved in, we'd go up there and walk with Gaia, and these people were there in the same blue car, but they had children, two boys, and those boys are grown up now, and I don't know, once in a while you see one around there, but they don't talk to anybody, and from what I heard, they won't accept any help from anyone either, so it's just like, well, I don't know. You know, it's a whole different tribe of people out there.
Yeah.
And it really is. Surviving. It feels like a tribe. Yeah, survivors.
Survival.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, my, I don't tell everybody this, but my grandson, unfortunately, is homeless in Massachusetts. And it's a very, very difficult and sad thing, but, you know, they're surviving. You know, I can't get a place for them because I don't have the money. But so they think differently and they live differently and they, you know, they try, but I don't know how they get out of that. You know, it's very uncomfortable.
Well, you know, especially in Colorado, it's very difficult because it's so expensive here. Housing is so expensive, probably is everywhere. And what kind of upsets me, you know, I was watching the debate the other night with the vice presidents, and they were talking about the housing and stuff and what it is, you know, actually since the group investors came in and started buying all these properties and raising rents and raising prices. I mean, can't we do something about that?
Yeah, I know. When that happened in Massachusetts, Kay. Same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same thing. And it's, it just, yeah. What do you do?
I know that they need to do something to stop this from happening, because what they're doing is putting Americans out of homes, and these young people will never have a home.
No, they never will. No.
It's just so wrong. But, you know, get on the bandwagon of owning a piece of a home with all these other people and selling it for ridiculous prices. Where's our conscience with this? And why is no one's addressing this? You know, they're just saying, oh, the cost of living. Well, you know, what are we doing here with this? What's happening? Why doesn't somebody talk about that and do something about it? It's just like, I have to be a little bit, I just have to say who I am here. You know, I'm watching this political thing happening there, this debate. And, you know, they were very civil with each other, which I was surprised. There was no name calling or anything like that, which was kind of pleasant and okay. But still, you know, there was somebody there that doesn't believe that the election was real. There's somebody on that stage who believes that January 6th was okay and the right thing to do. And, you know, no matter how someone comes across as being civil and this, that, and the other, there's some things we have to remember.
Yeah.
And if I offend people, I'm sorry.
it's almost inevitable. I mean, we are all affected by this energy around this election, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. And my feeling is like, you know, the people that have, you know, that are, you know, in the upper income brackets and all that, they've never really experienced not being able to, you know, pay the energy bill or not being able to pay your rent or you know, they've never really had to sing for their supper, so to speak, okay? And so they don't feel it, so they don't relate to it, and they just keep moving forward with their own agenda. And that is, that could be our downfall because, you know, we need to have compassion for, you know, fellow man, each of us.
Yes.
When I lived in New York, I lived there for a while, and I lived in Queens. But anyway, I remember there's a story I could tell. I call it fire in the bucket. And it was, I had had another particularly bad day because my partner at the time owned a business with another guy. And their guys that worked for them kept getting parking tickets. Well, nobody paid them. And so finally, got a notice. So guess who had to go down and deal with that? Me. So I went down to the municipal building. This is a long time ago, before cell phones and all that stuff. And you had to feed the meter and go back and forth. You had to be in line. And it was so aggravating. I was so upset. So I paid the whole thing. I came out and I had a flat tire. You don't want to have a flat tire in Flushing, Queens. You know, it's like, oh, my God. So called them. They couldn't help me. The guys were busy. They couldn't help. So I finally got a hold of a tow truck driver that would let me ride back with him to the house, right, to the apartment. And I'm whining and bitching, excuse my French, to the guy. And he's listening. And I look over, and in the median, down the concrete median in the street, is a homeless guy. And he's carrying a bucket. And in the bucket, there's a fire. So he was so homeless that he carried around his own fire in a bucket. And that shut me up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that shut me up. I'm like, oh, you little whiny woman. So I stopped and I'm like, oh God, it could be worse. I could be walking around no home with fire in a bucket, you know. So I always remember, try to remember that when I start getting a little whiny. But well, when we were young, the apartments were like $100 a month or 200 at the most, and you could split with a girlfriend and a partner and whatever and afford to live, you know. Now it's almost impossible. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know. Some things have to change.
Renew the magic wand contract? Is that what we do?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
You have so many interesting stories.
I do. You
really need to write a book. You really do, Maureen.
You know, I've been told that. I got to tell you one more story. I went to a fair up north. It was too far. I was thinking of maybe doing it, but it was way too far. But nice people. So a woman there, I think she helps run the fairs. She was selling plants. So, of course, I had a plant story. And we were talking about the plants. And I said, oh, yeah, I used to sell plants in the streets of New York City. Big tractor trailers would back up. And, you know, I do street fairs. And I also said I lived with a 350-pound one-armed man, a Jack Russell, and my partner for a year and a half on the road selling plants in tents in shopping center parking lots. You know, I was like, oh, my God. You know, so. Yeah, I have a lot of stories.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. I'm sure there were a lot of stories in that story.
Oh, gosh. There are stories within stories, layers and layers of stuff. Yeah. Things you don't really want to know about. But that was
it. Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, do you? Okay. Someday we'll do that.
Yes, we'll do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I guess we should take a look in the chat room, see who's here today.
Yep. Got a few regulars
here. Let me get over to that screen. Hi, Renee. Renee is here.
Yes.
Me.
Pam is here. Quilly.
Oh, Quilly. Yay. Oh, the happy new moon. Yes. This new moon is pretty powerful.
If I could take much more. But oh well.
Yeah. Well, it's been that way for a while. It's just been intense. I've been trying to kind of stay in and and pull back and mind my P's and Q's and watch where I'm walking and everything. But, you know, a powerful time to really make some changes. And, you know, and I just keep getting the message of paying attention to nature. And I think we as humans, we forget all that. You know, that sunrise, the sunset, the seasons, the animals, you know, what the animals are doing. Very important stuff.
Yeah, the rhythms of the earth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the rhythm's off. You know, and sometimes I forget. This morning I remembered right as I was going to the park, getting there to ground myself and to, you know, align myself with the energies, the north, south, east, west, above and below. Mm-hmm. To really align myself with that. Otherwise, you can get thrown out. I think electronics has a lot to do with that, with throwing us out of rhythm. Just, you know, people's work schedules and stuff, I think, throws them out of rhythm. So that's something to really remember.
Yeah. I like that north, south, east, west, get grounded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do that before channeling, before I do a channeling group. And bring in those energies to help support and just bring some kind of balance to the whole group. I really keep talking about doing it. I've got to do one pretty soon. It's been hard because I've been so busy. I've been busy with so many things. My health, for one, and which is improving and getting so much better. I'm happy with that. Yeah. I will. And you know, meeting up with other people, it feels good to be social again. And this is the time of the year that we can do that and meet up with people that we haven't had a lot of contact with, you know, for a few months. I think it's just the holidays and Thanksgiving and such, where we can meet up and just kind of share stories. That's very important.
I think we're more open to it as humans at that time. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, now it's time to gather and, you know, and get together. I think it's just a natural thing for most of us.
Yeah. And I love October too.
Me too. It's my favorite time of year, October.
Yeah. Well, it's your birthday time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking earlier about this book that you gifted me, this Wee Moon 2024.
Yeah.
We were looking at some of the stuff, and that's some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's Gaia Rhythms for Women. And it's got an astrological moon calendar, date book, and daily guide to natural rhythms for women. And it's just so interesting. And the contributors are all, I guess, mostly women. And there's poetry and there's picture art and all kinds of stuff. And you could submit to this, you know, at a certain time of the year, they'll take submissions from everybody.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But yeah, it's got a lot of cool stuff. I did look through and I found a couple things. One might be more appropriate for closer to Halloween, but did you find something you want to?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And I thought it was kind of pertinent for this time. I mean, it's the beginning of October, and things that are happening, especially to women right now, around women and women's issues. I just thought this might be good. This was written by Stephanie Sellers, and it was written in 2022. So maybe she was feeling, you know, know this was coming. Anyway, it says, when history repeats itself, when they line up in black robes calling for women in chains, when they tear up laws that we thought were written in stone, our ancestors rise up from the waves. Our ancestors rise up from the flames. When they call down thunder like they own the sky, when they call for the gallows, believing who lives is theirs to decide. Our grandmothers rise up from the depths. Our grandmothers rise up from the ash. When they rename themselves God's consecrators of control and revive the books of ignorance that we rewrote long ago, our ancestors rise up and give us bread. Our ancestors rise up and quell our dread with voices that eternally survive with love that injustice cannot deny. With minds that remember, history repeats unless we stand tall on our own righteous feet, casting tyranny to its destined defeat, and raise freedom for everyone on every world street.
Wow.
That just spoke to me this morning.
That's really powerful.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, something to think about.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to start reading that a little bit more, and definitely we'll get the next edition next year.
Oh, yeah.
But some beautiful stuff in there.
Yeah.
Highly recommend that. Speaking of rhythms, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. Are we going to do scopes today?
We could do scopes today, but I worked on them this morning. You know, everything comes in time, you know, and I always want to start the scopes earlier, but it's like, nope, not yet. You know, it's
cool.
Like everything has to be in perfect timing, you know. So I, you know, we talked about, you know, coming forward on the show an hour earlier, but I'm still contemplating that because it's like I'll get up early in the morning and finish him off because that's the way it's supposed to be.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm just like my dog. Oh my gosh.
That's it. Yeah. Timing is everything. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll have to discuss that because as we might go earlier, an hour earlier, we shall see. If not, you know, there's kind of a space between us and Jay and Raven's show. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll go to the scopes. Let me see here. I actually printed them up too. All righty. Aries. Remember, balance is key during the changing seasons. Don't try to overextend yourself by saying yes to every request and offer that comes your way. The collective is reminding you to reflect on your life's conditions compared to the rest of the world. Gratitude will raise your vibration and create space for other avenues of hope. Watch the skies. This almost has kind of a UFO kind of feeling to it with me. But watch the skies. There's a message there for you. I see a bird acting as a partner in your quest for freedom and communication with the creator. It's this huge eagle with a huge wingspan. And what it stands for is healing, creation, and resurrection. And that's what I have for Aries.
I love that, birds as messengers. I love that.
Yes.
So the cards I'm using today, I haven't used in a while. This was recommended by a friend of ours, Roy Neal, the astrologer.
Oh, yeah, Roy.
Yeah, he said.
Cool guy.
He is cool. He said, try the Power Deck. The Power Deck Cards of Wisdom by Lynn Andrews. So I got them. It's an older deck. And that's what I'm using today. So the card is impeccability. Move into that place of perfection within you, that place of truth, responsibility, competence, and intuition. Collect your discipline like a Buddha meditating in a garden of snow. Impeccability is an area of strength that continues to flame within, maintaining your power and intent. This flame burns in your center always, indicating the level of your capabilities and your differences in bringing events into being. Impeccability is tended by the attentions of your sacred witness, that person within you who observes the target. Gather your power with impeccability, with the intensity of a rubber band pulled and held at its breaking point. Gather your intent and focus on your impeccability for the job about to be done.
I like that. That sounds like Roy.
It's pretty deep.
Okay, I have Taurus. Focus on the results of what you want to manifest in your life. It may not be happening right now, but the divine has heard your voice and help is on the way. It almost looks like the putting together the ingredients for a cake. And it's like the within this cake, there's this big ball, this lovely ball of energy, white energy, white light energy. When I asked the creator of this ball of energy and this little cake that they're cooking up, how you can actually move things along quicker, the answer is to mind your own business. It no longer belongs to you. You released it to the care of the divine. It belongs to the universe. And just focus on your daily life. I see a black crow attracted to this energy and also to you. Her message to you is that all will be resolved. You can't control others, so focus on your own energy and path. And that's what I have for Taurus.
The card is, excuse me, imagination. Exploring the wilderness of your own soul through contemplation brings you to the altar of your imagination. To have a circle of imagination in your being, walk with the untamed, wild, instructional side, or instinctual side of your nature, all the time knowing its power, like a woman aware of her own pregnancy, yet moving through the round of daily tasks. You need not focus on the unborn life or its nature to continue to grow. Remember always that inspiration often comes from reflection after the seed of creativity is planted.
Wow. That really works with that. So I think we'll do Gemini and then we'll take a break.
All righty.
Okay. All right. Gemini, Buddha is sending you courage and unconditional love. You've been giving out so much and it's time to receive. Things may not turn out as you would hope, but you're protected and guided in new directions, especially emotionally. I see much energy moving in the chest and solar plexus region. Pay attention to your thoughts and your breath. Powerful, pure energy is being transported from the higher realms. And the collective invites you to breathe in this power as it will bring clarity and forgiveness into your world. Not just you personally, but remember that you're working for the entire planet. You may not be able to move the world physically, but using this passive technique, you will be able to move energy. Accept and honor your situation, and there will be a resolve. And that's what I have for Gemini.
The card is balance. The structure of your daily spiritual life must be built on a strong foundation in the physical world, like a pillar of selected shaman stones, balanced carefully one on the other. Take care of your body through diet and exercise. Express your strength in acts of power and bring greater awareness to the exchange of money. Protect and nourish your family and express your integrity by bringing balance into society and nature. Then you will be prepared in the physical for a higher spiritual learning. Your being is like a spirit lodge, the foundation of which is rooted in physical manifestation, strong against the storms along the trail to higher consciousness. To take power, make your spirit available. Take your power and bring your physical and spiritual natures into balance.
Wow. Nice. Okay, this is Kay and Maureen. This is Strands of Wisdom on www.12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And we're going to take a little break. We're doing the scopes, and we just completed Gemini, and we will be coming back with Cancer after the break. So hang tight.
Yep.
Hey there, welcome back. This is KN Marine. This is Strands of Wisdom on 12radio.com. We were just doing the scopes. I just want to take a little look at Facebook here and see who's here. Catherine joined us. Looks like she had a whirlwind tour of the States. So I'm really hoping that all went well for you. Your energy feels pretty darn good, actually. And Suzanne, welcome. And of course, Renee and Quelly and Pamela. Cool. No questions. That's fine. I guess we will move on to the scopes. Let's see. We left off on Gemini. We're going to go forward with Cancer. Get a little drink here. So dry here.
Oh my gosh, you can't get enough fluids.
I know. I was at the grocery store the other day and Red was with me and I was just totally dehydrated. And then I got hiccups. I think that being dehydrated can give you hiccups. It's like, I need water, ice water. And it helps for some reason. Anyway, enough of my nonsense. And we'll go to Cancer now. Cancer, my earworm for you today is that Beatles song, All You Need Is Love. I see you holding a picture of something sentimental to your heart. It could be a loved one, a pet, or a place that you've been that lives in your heart. When the outside world is too much, you can take your mind to the place of healing and purpose and to that place of love in your heart. Don't be afraid of change. It is time for you to let go of some things that are not working. You need to release and allow the divine to offer something new so you can move forward. It's like being stuck in a deep, dark hole. Let go of the fear and let others see you. Let the light dispel any feelings of doubt and negativity. That's what I have for Cancer.
The card is quickening. You can never really teach a warrior with words about the unknown. You must use experience. But if you look into the eyes of a woman of power, you may catch up with her a little. She has years of truth ahead of you. Her eyes can quicken you like a river heading toward the rapids. Open yourself with love, not with understanding. You cannot love with your mind. Listen from your heart. If a camel is walking down a path and another camel passes him, the first camel will go faster to keep up. This is how power works. Don't learn everything with your mind. Quicken your spirit by letting go of attachments and move to a stronger vibration of power.
That's pretty cool. I love that card. That is beautiful. Wow. What are those cards again?
These are called the Power Deck.
Wow.
These are by Lynn Andrews. I think I got these on eBay or something because they're probably out of print.
Oh, probably. I really like those.
That's pretty deep.
Really neat. Okay.
91.
Oh, wow. Okay, Leo. The collective says to look north. Be comfortable with yourself and know that you are on the right path. Don't let others or past experiences sway you from your true north. You're not who you were then. You're somebody different now. You know that the people and situations that you need to avoid on this leg of your journey. Let your light shine and don't get fooled again. Some karmic lessons will reveal themselves to you. Think long and hard about how you will react. These lessons come back because you didn't handle them correctly or to your own satisfaction last time. The karmic moment is not about somebody else. It's all about you. I see good things coming to you from every direction. So I just feel positive energy. So, you know, allow yourself just to take in this beautiful, powerful energy and work with it. And remember that the karmic stuff is like, oh, this is back again, but it's you that keeps bringing it back because it feels like you didn't complete something to your own satisfaction. So, you know, when it arises again, then really, you know, go inward and ask for help. And that's what I have for Leo.
Hey, the card is time. What is time that it has such a power to change all that exists back into dust? What is this unseen force like the wind that can shape the land and our lives? Learn to play with time. Time is surreal, like fish swimming in treetops. A person of power knows how to arrange time. Put on your watch and be aware of the time at which you do everything. Watch the sun, the moon, the transit of the stars. Find out what time Venus is lowest in the sky before dawn. Be aware of your cycles, when you get hungry, when you sleep. Our society is obsessed with time, so now become time. If you're obsessed with something, it is better to explore it than to deny it. Then it is possible to give up your obsession and let a concept like time take its proper place in your life. Your power depends on your use of time.
Wow. These cards are just, you know, amazing to me.
They are.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I like those. And we were just talking about, you know, time and our dogs with time and you know, the rhythms and such. These cards were perfect for today. Absolutely. Yeah. So, Virgo. The song Drive by Incubus is going through my head. So many unknowns, and Virgos are relieved at the end of the struggle by surrendering. You'll find relief by just surrendering to the divine and allowing the purpose, your own purpose, the change in your purpose, to float to the top of the pond. It's kind of like what I see is like a lotus flower, you know, and that song in the background, whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes. And the lyrics are just very powerful. And it just kept coming in and through my head. Don't be afraid to step out of the norm. What have you got to lose? Don't dim your lights, as this will not serve anyone. You may feel safe where you are, but in the long run, you will grow resentful and disappointed in your life if you don't really fully experience it. Try to take a little mini break or a little vacation if possible, especially if you can be around water. Water smooths out your energy and clears away the thought forms. You don't necessarily even have to get in the water, just to be somewhere where you can be around the water. My mind goes to a place in Colorado called Lily Lake. And I really like that place, but you know, there's a lot of people there, it seems. That's why I like my little pond over there where I walk the dog, because there's really nobody there. But anywhere you can get around water is very good to help clear your energy. And that's what I have for Virgo.
Well, the card is perfection. Dream your passion. Fly away. Go through the hoop of your innermost fears and desires. Meet them and conquer them. What pain from childhood have you not dealt with? Move into the wound of your most secret fears and find the seeds of wisdom that are planted there. Face what upsets you the most. It is a great teacher. Give away whatever's holding you back. Insecurities, ego, fear of failure or of not being loved, fear of being alone. And be reborn into a new state of perfection.
Nice. Okay. Libra. Your ruling planet, Venus, is really strong right now. I can see her. It's like she's whispering in your ear. The energy around you is fertile and ripe. I see another goddess who's with her and playing the harp. Clinical studies have revealed that harp music regulates stress hormones and equalizes and slows down the brain. It releases physical and emotional energy, and it makes people feel safe. The collective recommends listening to harp music to relax and to release excessive energy. You are open and ready to receive new opportunities. even if they seem a little bit out of the box to others. It doesn't make any difference what other people think, you know, let them think whatever. You just step right in, into the light and explore some new opportunities and some new ideas. You have a direct link to the heavens and beyond. Go with the flow. And that's what I have for Libra.
The card is enduring. Take a stone in your hand and meditate on it. Go into the stone. Experience her quiet soul. The stone welcomes your visit. Let her experience the inside of your heart. See how you are each an enduring mirror for the other. You are everywhere, mirroring everything. The stone absorbs you and you absorb the stone. How can you be alone if you are part of everything? You are the totality of enduring existence. Therefore, nothing in existence can upset you.
Nice. Okay, Scorpio. Our Scorpio season is right now. I love that season. The collective recognizes your struggles and reminds you to trust the process. Don't get in your own way by blocking your intuition. Dreams seem to be a vital source of communication for you. They are also a place to release pent-up negative energy and worries that help you release those blocks. The dreams are, you know, may come up and may seem a little bit weird, but they're helping you release some of the blocks, the emotional blocks. The collective also talks about untapped resources. Someone is helping you. Pay close attention and choose well. Although I see someone who will help you, you may be aware of someone else, or it could be that person who will assist you in a huge way. That being said, there's also a voice telling me to remind you that the story of the scorpion and the frog, people rarely change their nature. So don't be surprised if you get bit. You know, when you have someone's nature and they usually, you know, have this certain MO, it's hard for them to change their nature. So it's like, you know, just be aware of that. But I do see help coming. I don't know if it's through another person. I think it's another person that's going to come forward and assist you in some new ways of doing things. And that's what I have for Scorpio.
Well, the card is strength. The person who upsets you most in your life is one of your best teachers. If that person can get inside your head, turn you around, and confuse you, you know that you still don't understand what you're doing. You need more strength. Learn by seeing that your life is a teaching, like the red lotus healing its pain in inner solitude. Gain strength from entering your wounds and learn from them. The magician remembers the trail and takes a different one, even if it is more difficult. In this way, you build strength.
Nice. That's very, very interesting for you right now.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yep.
The Scorpio that you are. You know, I think of my sister a lot during, because she was a Scorpio. And yeah. And she passed in right before her birthday. But she's always on my mind in October. I miss her so much. I really do. Okay. Sagittarius. I see a little seed of hope and positive energy in your heart. It's time to remember when you trusted magic in your heart and your soul. Have you bought into the they say group of people on the planet who live in a box? Don't get locked up into that way of thinking. Allow yourself to anticipate surprises again. Open your heart and get out of the muggle frame of mind. Remember what Jesus said about faith, the size of a mustard seed. Because your faith is so small, I tell you the truth. If your faith is as big as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. All things are possible for you. And that's what I have for Sagittarius.
The card is witness. Live in your sacred witness. That inner place of silence and observing is your true identity and therefore your true power. It is all you really have when all else is gone. Like monoliths in an ancient valley, They observe and remember the passage of the ages. The answers that you find through the timelessness of spirituality and the innocence of nature offer the infinite. Each human being is on his or her own path, each different from yours. Answers to your questions are rarely found in another human. Answer your own questions by reflecting on nature and conversing with your own sacred witness.
Ooh, okay.
Wisdom there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Capricorn. For Capricorn, I'm seeing a vision of these clips from the movie Sound of Music. The collective asks, how are you feeding your soul? Bringing music, positive people, colors, and energy into your home and your life will nourish and support you. If you lack joy in your environment, work, or social life, the collective encourages you to manufacture your own joy and happiness. Mm. You can't rely on others to be a source of your happiness at this time. And I just see, I keep seeing this parade, this huge parade of people, and you're the leader. You must be the leader, because other people will be attracted to your joy and follow in, and I just see this big ball of love that you create. Go inward and focus on your immediate surroundings. Turn off the news and don't listen to gossip or conspiracy theories. These behaviors steal your joy and your livelihood. That's what I have for Capricorn.
The card is harmony. Harmony lives in the lodge of balance and involves equilibrium between physical and spiritual aspects of your life. For there to be harmony, there must be balance. Imagine yourself as the hub of a sacred wheel standing in the center. The wheel must function every day of your life. If you imagine that the south is your physical self, the west your emotional self, the north your spiritual self, and the east your mental self, you can see that you stand in an ancient wheel of truth. Adjust your daily life by being aware of your actions and behavior patterns to incorporate equal effort in all the directions so that your wheel will function in perfect harmony.
That was very interesting. Again, I do love these cards. Okay, Aquarius. Reach out to others and to find what you're looking for. Interacting socially can be a great source of happiness and hope. You'll be surprised to find out how many people enjoy your company and like it when you share your thoughts. Maybe you've got, you know, Aquarius has been a little bit pulling back from people and such, and hibernating a little bit. But it's a time to come out and come forward and remember those who really care about you. Maybe you think they don't care about you, but they really, really do. You may have some childhood memories popping out or popping into your thoughts, whether they're a source of sorrow or joy. Know that they are coming forward to help and heal you. I see you examining your journey in this life. And it's just kind of going over from the time you were a child and up to this point. This feels like a real gift for you during this period of self-examination. The collective talks about attachments to negative thinking or anything that's not supportive of your happiness. That can be cleared in a big way during this period of time. You'll be able to have a new perspective on your life purpose. Go within and recognize the lives that you have touched. Material success and spiritual success are not always the same thing. That's what I have for Aquarius.
And the card is commitment. You need commitment to focus on your target. Take aim, pull back the bow, and then shoot your arrow, knowing you will hit the bullseye with every shot. To hit the bullseye requires total commitment of your spiritual and physical being. You need only the commitment to walk down the path through the gateway into your true destiny. It's a process of gathering. You gather your emotions, your mental strength, and your abilities as you would gather sheep. It can be a long process, but your commitment gives you endurance. It is the next step after defining your active power. Materialize your dreams and begin to live them. Build that magnificent dream lodge within you with total commitment.
Nice. Okay, Pisces. Last but not least, Know that all you've done in the past has prepared you for something, some new experiences that are opening up for you. I see you learning some new information. You may be interested in some kind of formal education or teaching from the School of Hard Knocks. I also get giving and receiving teaching, or perhaps mentoring. What you know will allow yourself to expand your knowledge. I know that sounds a little bit weird, but that's what they're saying. Somehow you learn by teaching. I also see a focus on relationships could be a source of happiness and security right now. And, you know, if you're not already in a relationship, this might be a good time to be open to one. You know, and that just doesn't mean love relationships. That can also be in business and in other ways also. So allow yourself to be open to that. And that's what I have for Pisces.
And the card is centering. Never leave your center. Count your bad points as well as your good. What is good and what is bad are most often purely relative. If you sense a weakness within yourself, explore it. It may become the source of your greatest strength. As you sit like a sacred Buddha amid the pandemonium of your life, always remember that the situation or person who has the ability to upset you the most, to pull you off center, is your greatest teacher in the process of centering. Such negativity can become your addiction. Center yourself in your power and release your need for constant distraction from your center.
Oh, yep. Well, that wraps up the scopes, and it almost wraps us up too for the week. So we are, I think we're on sale on Friday. We usually are.
Okay.
So look for us. There's also time-based sessions. Sunday, we also have discounted rates. I'm so sorry about the cough. Anyway, you know, we have some things coming up. Do you have anything else? Yeah.
We're just going to say we have, you know, if you're local, then we have a fair at the Hilton Garden Inn on the 12th. And Kay and I will be there. So that's from 10 to 6. Pretty nice fair. It's probably the second time they've had it, so it's pretty new. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it will. And then I have a First Spiritual Science Church fair on the 19th, 19th and 20th.
Right.
I'll have a booth there. And that's always fun. Those are my peeps. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So come by and say hi, if nothing else. I don't think we have anything else going on. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, not right now.
Okay. Thank you all. We'll let you know if we decide to change our time and such. But anyway, thank you so much for being here with us, and we'll be back next week and talk to you soon.
See you next time.